This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When people asked me and my husband Matthew about our birth plans, our answer was simple. We're doing it at home. So this is a podcast all about our home birth journey.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I am Sarah Bivens, and next to me is my husband Matthew Bivens in his bubble tea loving glory. We got him his bubble tea fixed for the day, so he should be all right to make it through this episode.
We'll see, man. We'll see. I am a connoisseur.
A bubble tea fiend. Mm. Yes. So today, what we are talking about is the unsolicited advice, feedback, comments you get from total strangers on just being pregnant. So this isn't necessarily a directly about home birth. It's more so just real talk pregnancy style. Some of the things that just come up and are inevitable and you flow through them as you flow through them. And one for me that's been very interesting to experience is how people respond to you being pregnant.
I think for the past, we're in the 37th week.
Yes.
Your belly has really expanded.
Sure has.
So you're at like a nice, like overinflated basketball.
Yes.
Right? And yeah, check out Sarah's Instagram. You can see some pictures of the belly.
That's at Sarah M. Bivens.
Yeah, at Sarah M. Bivens. But what I've noticed is now when you go out, you almost always come back with a story to share. And this is whether you're going to Target or the grocery store. Like basically when you're going out in public. You almost always come back with a story of somebody giving you a comment. I mean, it happened the other day. You were coming out of the bathroom and two women were like, holy cow. And
yada, yada, yada.
So it's, it's really fascinating. I've experienced a little bit of it with you in certain places, which has been interesting for myself. But man, you've gotten so much feedback.
It's a really weird kind of space to be in. You are essentially this walking target for looks and responses. I mean, at this stage in pregnancy, like you mentioned, my belly and how it's grown, you can't hide.
No, you can't.
You cannot hide how pregnant you are. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're asking for people to come up and talk to you, but just because you're so apparently pregnant, a lot of people take it on themselves to feel like they can or should or are obligated to just because you're there and you're that pregnant. But it's interesting to see how quick a average person becomes a total expert on you and what you're experiencing, how you are in your pregnancy. People who are sure on the gender of your baby,
which like 99% of the people have gotten it wrong with us
recently. You're having a boy. No, it's a girl. Oh, really?
Let me double check.
Yeah, let's come with me to another sonogram. Let's do that.
They're using the reasoning of you carry what? You're carrying forward.
Forward.
Like,
you're high. You're so petite that it looks so big and this and that. Like,
you're like, okay.
All right. Yeah.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And, you know, I think some people are so sweet and very well-intentioned, and I don't want to discredit, you know, I've gotten some very wonderful, affirming, beautiful comments from people, and I'm grateful for that. I really am. But there are also the days where you're in the grocery store, your feet are swollen as hell, and you're picking out tomatoes, and you think you may have just peed yourself, and you don't want someone coming up to you telling you about you.
And then getting into a long conversation with you about it and all that.
Right, and then it becomes their time to share their experience or their cousin's mother's brother's dog walker's experience, like it's going to impact yours or like it's exactly the same as yours. And again, I believe very well intentioned and I appreciate it, but I, as I'm sure a lot of you who are listening, you just don't want it some days. You just want to be able to walk in totally unnoticed and walk out.
So what I'd like to do in this episode is hear some very specific examples from you. I want to hear like some of the things that people have said and done. I want to hear how you responded and how you felt during the interaction. And I think it'd be really cool at the end to leave people with advice for how to handle themselves when they are in the situation that you're in. Maybe things that they can say to get out of these potentially lengthy conversations, or, you know, if they're like you, they're about to, you're in the grocery store in the produce aisle, like their feet hurt, tired, you feel like you're about to pee yourself, and someone comes up and engages you in what seems like is going to be a long conversation. Let's give them a couple of things that they can say to be like, no, not right now. I'm going to head out and
cool.
Yeah. All right. So let's start with some examples. Can you give me an example of unsolicited comments?
Sure. Most recent one was yesterday. Okay. I was in the grocery store and I was in the checkout line. Gentleman is ringing me up and I'm about to pay for my groceries, and a woman is behind me coming up with her cart, and I hear her kind of in the corner. I wasn't really paying attention, but once I understand what was happening, she's talking on her cell phone to whomever she's speaking to about me, and I'm standing wow. there, but she never acknowledges me directly or speaks to me, but she's speaking about me to whoever's on the other end of this phone.
What'd she say?
I hear her saying, oh, I'm checking out at the grocery store right now, and there's a girl in front of me with a belly that's so big, it's as big as yours was or is or something. And once I process what was happening, something within me, it must have been this internal higher power mechanism that knew what was best for me, literally cut off my ability to hear what she was further saying, because wow. I think it would have just infuriated me. And so for whatever reason, the higher powers shut off my awareness of whatever else she continued to say, and I paid for my groceries and I got the hell out of there.
Because
I was just thinking, in what other circumstance would it be acceptable? Like, when would you talk about someone to someone else on the phone and not acknowledge that person and not expect that person that you're talking about to turn around and punch you in the face?
Seriously. I mean, damn, that's bold.
What about what she was doing? Was she thinking, oh, she'll appreciate my talking about her as if she's not a human being sitting in front of me? She'll appreciate my talking about her big belly. What?
She is lucky you didn't turn around and, bitch, yada, 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 yada.
So that's the most recent winner, and that was literally within the past 24 hours.
That's, yeah, I don't know if any can top that.
There's a close one, and it's my next example.
All right, what's the next example?
A week ago, I guess, we went out to lunch, and I was coming out of the restroom, and two women were about to walk in as I was walking out, and both of them kind of had the shock reaction at first, I guess, because, like, whoa, big belly coming at you. So they were both like, whoa, as I walked out of the bathroom. First of all, that's really great to hear when you turn the corner and see someone like, oh, damn. Like,
That's a big ass lady.
Cool. One says, oh, when are you due? Oh, you know, September 5th. Oh, boy or girl? And I said, girl. And she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. And again, this must have been the higher powers that be. I just, something in me shut down that prevented me from going into, like, Hulk rage mode.
Mommy mode.
And I just thought, oh my gosh. And she continued to talk, and I just went, ha ha ha, and walked away. I was not even about to engage. I did the dumb laugh and walked away. She started saying something like, daddy will like it, you know, daddy will like having a girl, but you, blah, 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 like something, something, something. I couldn't even put it all together for you, but that it was something around that area, that neighborhood. And I just thought, again, I'm sorry to someone, like, you know, you're a woman, right? First of all, that was my first thought. You as a woman are apologizing to me that I'm about to bring another woman into the world. I'm about to bring another female into the world. So that kind of got to me for a second.
Especially, you know, you're a woman who coaches other women.
Right.
You know, you're a woman who coaches women on how to embrace their goddess and truly step into their badassness. Mm-hmm. So to see a woman say something like that and just completely kick the legs out of womankind.
What a power loss.
Yeah.
What a drain. Like, what a suck. A siphon on the female power energy force of the, like, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That she chose to have that type of reaction. And for whatever reason, you know, what she continued to say, like I said, I didn't stay to hear the whole thing, but clearly she has some issues with potentially her daughter or something, you know, by the comment of daddy will be happy, you know.
Yeah, that was
maybe there's some issues there around, you know, daddy's girl stole someone's heart and now she doesn't get enough attention.
Probably an indication of her experience and things that are happening with her or have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is, you know, it's a little saddening that somebody would have that sort of response around a daughter. And, you know, I've heard this, you told me that story at the restaurant and I've heard you retell it to at least one other person. And, you know, it still doesn't fail to create a physical response in me when you say that, you know, and I have no idea how I would respond because it baffles me that somebody would say something like that. But at the same time, it's like, it's one of a string of examples that you have. And this is just in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
So what's the next one? What else you got?
Let me think. We went on our baby moon. Like a month or two ago to San Diego, California, which was amazing.
Yeah.
But during that, you know, we went to the beach a couple times and I felt a little self-conscious at first about going out onto the beach with my, you know, very pregnant belly and what stares I might get or this and that. And I did get a couple and, you know, I also got some really sweet, you know, comments. You know, a woman came up to me wading in the water and said, you are just the most adorable pregnant woman I've ever seen. And you're carrying so well, you know, like, bless you, you know, best luck, whatever. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Then walking to the car, you know, some dude comes out of his Maserati and just shouts from across the parking lot, are you planning on having this baby right here on the beach right now? Yes. Yes, that is my exact intention, to just have this baby right here, right now.
He's trying to pick you up.
Ugh. Yeah, my West Coast sugar daddy, apparently.
Man.
But just think, like, shouting across a parking lot to ask me if I plan on having this baby right now. Like, what goes through your mind?
You know, that type of dude might be the guy that also hollers at women as they jog by him and, you know, stuff like that. It's just, yeah, it never ceases to amaze us what people will do and say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you said earlier, the pregnant belly gives people a license to do, to say, to act, just out of the damn mind sometimes.
And it freaks some people out. It really freaks some people out to see, especially a bare pregnant belly. You know, I even I felt some type of way. Like I just said, I was nervous to go out onto the beach or, you know,
the beach. So people, where you go in a bathing suit, which is wild.
I've continued to work out through this pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You know, I've continued to you know, focus and love on my fitness. And so when I'm in the gym, I mean, we are in Atlanta.
In the summer.
In the inferno of the South, and it's hot as balls. And so I've been shirtless a lot of that time. Like, why should I have to keep a shirt on while I'm working out when I wouldn't have before, but just because I have this pregnant belly. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when I've gone running with my bare belly out because I don't care, but people don't know what to think of it. But on the other end of that, you know, I've received some really awesome feedback and comments from women on Instagram who reached out to me and said things like, you know, I stopped going to the gym 2 weeks ago because I was so embarrassed, all the stares that I was getting. But, you know, I saw this or I saw you doing this, and so I'm going to get up and go today. And those looks be damned, you know. And that, if it can inspire that, or if it can inspire other women to embrace their pregnant bodies in all of their glory and to influence other people to recognize it as just a beautiful transformation of the human form and not something to be freaked out by or grossed out by, then I'll take a few hits. You know, I'll take a few of those comments because I can handle it.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's a great point, because you might have, in a trip to the grocery store, you might have one or two people actually reach out to you and make contact. But you have dozens, maybe hundreds of more, who see you, don't say anything, but they have the thoughts. And just like with the Instagram example, so many people are inspired by you and by other pregnant women who are embracing and loving their bodies.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And so, you know, for you listening, you've got the belly like Sarah, you're at week 37 or more or less, wherever you're at. When you do step out, when you do love on your body, when you do, you know, work out in the gear that you're most comfortable working out in, or go to the grocery store wearing the shirt that makes your belly pop out, whatever it is, and you do receive those comments or those looks or those stares, just know there are so many more people who are seeing you, who are watching you, who don't say anything that you may not notice, but they notice you and they become inspired by you because they're seeing you being bold, being beautiful, being vulnerable, and just owning every ounce of who you are, and just seeing you love on yourself and love on your child. And it's an incredibly beautiful thing. And so for every person who makes some of the comments that make your skin crawl and just make that automatic response in your mind come in to just block you, the people who are genuinely inspired and moved, the people who say, wow, I'm going to go to the gym now because I was intimidated before, but looks be damned, I'm going to go because you're doing it, it's so worth all of it.
And it's not exclusive to pregnancy.
No.
You know, you can appreciate that no matter where you're at in your physical state, emotional, where you're at in your life. I mean, boldness doesn't have a body type. Oof, you know, you can take something from that. And I think one of the biggest, most poignant experiences of this pregnancy for me as it relates to what we're talking about right now was the Peachtree Road Race. Yeah. And that's the largest 10K in the country that takes place every 4th of July here in Atlanta. We've done it the past 3 years, and I did not want to miss it this year. regardless of the fact that I was at that stage 31 weeks pregnant that 31. Day.
And you had a 31 week belly.
Yes, and I had a 31 week belly. And you know what? I chose to go out there and run it, and I ran the entire thing. And the love and the support that I got, because most of the people there are there to have fun. And
yeah.
It's, you know, it's not a place where people are going to ridicule or judge people for going out there and running. So to just be kind of in that bubble of a lot of support and love, you know, we didn't run 10 feet before someone would notice me, see my huge pregnant belly.
Go mama, this and that.
You know, we crossed the finish line, and a Atlanta reporter stopped me and asked me questions. They featured me in their online news article. People wanted to take pictures with me.
Just because that was cool.
There was a DJ and an MC on a stage that was all set up. They saw me and pulled me to the side.
Did a little mini interview.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought after that experience, but think about the people who didn't even say anything to me, or that I never noticed, or never, you know, I never engaged with. Think of the ripple effect that my going out there and doing what I did could have for someone, regardless of pregnant or not.
Yeah, I mean, there was that one woman who came by and shared her thoughts, and she said, you're completely inspiring me. I have no excuse.
Yes.
Like, I almost didn't want to run this race, but I'm seeing you run it, you know, with your belly, running it powerfully and beautifully, and she's like, I have no excuse. And then she continued on ahead of us. And so there's so many people who saw you, and they're probably sitting, you know, maybe they're on the sideline, or maybe they were running next to you, and they were having that self-talk, you know what I mean, that like self-deprecating talk about they can't do it, it's so hard, it's so hot. And then you cross their line of vision and just shatter it all simply by who you're being. And so, you know, I think this is a great episode and a great topic, because you are going to get looks, you are going to get comments, you're going to hate some of the comments, you're going to love some of them, but it's just who you choose to be when you receive that feedback, when you receive those looks, and who you choose to be throughout your pregnancy. And this this goes for, you know, you mamas out there, but also the daddies and the partners. You know, it's like who everybody chooses to be through the pregnancy is incredibly important, not just for you or for me or for the people watching, but for baby.
Yeah. And that's a great point that you made. And I think that funnels into, you know, you mentioned at the beginning wanting to leave with some tips or some advice.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things I could say is be the example. And that is a huge umbrella for all ways and manners you can be the example. And by that, I mean, be the example for other people, for other pregnant women, you know, when you're in the midst of those comments or that feedback that, you know, might make your blood boil for a second, or you don't understand where it's coming from, be the example for other people watching. And then also be the example for baby.
Yeah.
You know, baby is catching and in the midst of the energy you're creating, you know, within your body. Like, baby feels that and senses that. So, you know, when met with that sort of resistance, if you can stay, you know, bold and beautiful and resolute in who you are, you're already starting to set the example before baby's even born on how to be and who to be in the midst of inevitable criticism that we'll all get for a number of things we do, say, look like, act like in our lives. And so pregnancy is just this really beautiful microcosm to practice that.
Yeah, it is.
So I would say the biggest number one piece of advice is be the example.
That's awesome. And, you know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear some of the things that you experienced as a pregnant mama, or as an expecting father or expecting partner. What have people said to you? What have they come up and shared? How did you feel? You know, maybe I think it'd be awesome if we heard from people, get like their biggest example that they love and the example that they didn't love.
Sure. Give us all the WTF moments.
Yeah, give us all those. And you can email them to us at diahpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's DIAH, just like doing it at home, podcast@gmail.com. And you can also tweet at us. We're on Twitter, and that's @DIAH podcast. And you'll find links to both of those means of contact in the show notes for this episode. And yeah, this has been a fun one. This is a powerful one.
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity, the platform to maybe vent a little bit, as yeah. I'm sure a lot of you at home might feel like doing if you heard some of those things. So I appreciated that opportunity and to just create more awareness around this beautiful process.
Yeah.
So that's me and that's us. I'm Sarah Bivens here with Matthew Bivens. Thanks so much for joining us, and you'll find us doing it at home.
Peace.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.